Roots podcast. My team and I will be communicating about our experiences with braces. We will be talking about the pros and cons.
My name is Patrice, and I started wearing braces back in fourth grade and then got a retainer after 8 months of wearing braces. Later, when I started wearing my retainer more, I couldn't get them adjusted due to the fact I had to be in the Philippines. So now, here in eighth grade, I have them on again.
Hi, my name is Tuesday, and I've had my braces on since August of 2018. My experiences with braces have been quite an unpleasant ride, from getting them on to the struggles of taking care of them. Many times, I would have problems with talking due to the brackets latching onto my lips, or when I have to take the time and effort out of my schedule to go to my appointments, but I know that at the end, it'll be worth it.
Hello, it's me again, Chandra. I've had braces for about 2 years now. Having to endure the pain of them has been a struggle. Sometimes it is hard to eat, the wires scratch me, or some other problems occur. I'll be more than glad to have them off and have straight teeth, though.
To start, braces are more beneficial and have minimum disadvantages. According to an article from Benefits Bridge states, as an employer, you can offer to pay part or all of your employees' dental premiums. Just ask your insurance broker first if the insurance covers braces. Another article from VeryWellHealth.com says, the American Association of Orthodontics recommends that children should be seen for their first orthodontic consultation no later than age 7. While the age of 7 may seem unusually early to consider braces, this pre-screening will give the orthodontist the opportunity to use preventative measures to possibly correct situations that may lead to braces in the future.
Not only do braces provide a straight smile, braces have other benefits too. Though they can be pricey, but there are ways to get aid financially so everyone can get a result they want. Braces are also recommended for younger kids, so when kids are older they won't have to go through the embarrassment of having metal in their mouth. Some kids even get bullied for it, so getting braces early would be beneficial to the person's social life as well.
In contrast to what Patrice said, braces also have disadvantages according to the same websites as Patrice's point of view. Wearing braces is a little different for adults. Since their teeth are no longer growing, they may need to wear braces longer than teens, from 18 months to 3 years. They may also need to wear a retainer permanently. Then also another evidence to back up the previous one. For example, the American Association of Orthodontists says wearing braces with oral jewelry, like a tongue piercing, can lead to damage of the gums and teeth. If you play oral instruments, such as a flute or saxophone, you may also find it very difficult or impossible to play with them. To conclude my point, despite the fact that braces have many benefits, the disadvantages and problems linked to them can also override the advantages. Like the evidence proclaimed in the articles, the aftercare for braces can be difficult for adults because of the cost of permanent retainers, the need of time in the individual's schedule, and future appointments if further problems occur. There may also be a limit to your choice in your lifestyle while having braces, such as oral jewelry, for example.
Many people face the challenges and benefits of braces. It can be a long, painful process with many cons, but result in gorgeous teeth.